It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here are some of the scenarios forecasters are worried about as Hurricane Ike churns through the Gulf Coast of Texas. 25-foot waves, winds at more than 100 miles per hour, and devastating flooding in Houston, the country's fourth largest city. The powerful storm is expected to come ashore late today or early tomorrow south of Galveston, Texas, as a Category 3 hurricane. Nearly a million coastal residents were ordered to evacuate in advance of the storm, which is so wide its winds reach nearly 40% of the Gulf. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Victoria, Texas, inland from Galveston, and she joins us now live on the line. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, what do we know about the path and intensity of the hurricane as of this moment?
The intensity of the hurricane, it's still at a Category 2. And you hit the highlights. It is a massive storm. Texas Governor Rick Perry said it's just huge, is what he said, and it will cause a lot of flooding. Hurricane warnings are in effect over like a 400-mile stretch of the coast here, from Corpus Christi all the way up through Morgan City, Louisiana, and tropical storm warnings extend all the way south to the Mexican border and almost to the Mississippi-Alabama line. So we are looking at a huge hurricane.
Okay, so as we just said, huge numbers of people have been ordered to evacuate as the storm approaches, but the residents of Houston are being told to stay put. What's going on there?
Right, as you said, as the hurricane comes ashore and it's projected around the Galveston area, those people have been told to evacuate. And there was a stern warning from the National Weather Service, something that I don't think we've ever heard them say so sternly. They said that people that are ignoring the orders, that live in single-family or two-story homes along the Galveston coastline, will face certain death. And that was a quote from the local office of the weather forecasting service here. It's just amazing. But in Houston, officials told people to stay put. And if you remember 3 years ago during Hurricane Rita, they tried to evacuate 4 million people from that area, from the Galveston corridor up to Houston. It was just massive traffic jams. We saw traffic jams of 30 hours, and actually that turned out to be more devastating than anything the hurricane produced. More than 100 people died. There was a terrible fiery accident that claimed more than 20 people, infirm people that were being transferred from a nursing home. So Houston officials have really taken a calculated risk here, and they told people to stay put. One judge, local judge, said, hunker down, as we do here in Texas.
And Ike's projected path takes it through a complex of refineries along the coast. What are oil companies doing to protect those refineries?
Most have started their shutdown processes or are half shut down, and they're hunkering down also. It's interesting, though, crude oil prices dropped yesterday. They've risen a little bit this morning, but the storm has said to skirt most of the offshore oil rigs and platforms of the crude production, but the refineries here in this area produce about 1 in every 4 gallons of gas that are pumped in the United States. So wholesale gas prices actually spiked 30% yesterday when we heard about Ike's turn for the worst here through this Galveston-Houston area. So we will see wholesale gasoline prices spike throughout the country, even if there isn't a lot of damage from the hurricane, just from the shutdown of these refineries and this whole complex here along the Houston corridor.
Now, Carrie, we just have a few seconds here, but give us just a sense of what you've seen as you've driven up the Texas coast.
Well, we came into Corpus Christi yesterday, and as of early yesterday, it was thought that the hurricane might hit land more down toward the southern region. But by 10 o'clock yesterday, they had lifted evacuation orders. And so we started to see people streaming back to the southern part. But as we came more higher north up towards the Galveston area, you saw the mandatory evacuations, houses and businesses shuttered up, plywood everywhere in our hotel. It's hard to breathe in your room. Everything's all shuttered down. I think people are hunkering down like they've been told to.
Carrie, thanks very much. NPR's Carrie Kahn speaking to us from Victoria, Texas.